at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. We give them away. You know those other radio talk show hosts? They want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go right into the phone calls. Nikaya has been waiting very patiently from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nikaya.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's been a while.
It's going great. Good to hear from you. Still in the free state. Good to know that. What's on your mind?
Definitely. I'm really aggravated with the mainstream media right now and their total ignoring of Ron Paul and how he won the debate and is winning all the polls.
Yeah, you know, it seems like they just want to say, oh, well, it's just internet activists. Although when Howard Dean was doing it, it was a huge thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This is revolutionary. You know, Howard Dean's a real contender, blah, 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 blah.
Well, the fact is, maybe it is internet activists, but that just means that Ron Paul's internet activists are more effective than everyone else's.
Yeah. And if you look at some of the polls, they're like 10 times more effective. I mean, he handily won, I think it was the ABC poll that...
Isn't it fascinating, the inherent biases? I mean, you guys bring it up. Even if it is internet activists, it shows that their internet activists are that much more active. That itself would have been a story if there were other reporters out there who had actually been interested in Ron Paul. But apparently they're more interested in the status quo and the debates on Rudy Giuliani versus John McCain versus all the other guys out there who would try to breach the Constitution in so many ways.
I mean, ABC even left him off the poll originally.
Yeah, they tried to do that. And you know, that's the thing is, whenever any of these polls come up and somebody leaves Ron Paul off, you know, they're like swarmed like bees.
Right.
Well, that's why I said last week that this is unprecedented, because if this were 1998, Ron Paul would be nowhere. He wouldn't have a shot. He wouldn't have the internet would not have been able to get behind Ron Paul 10 years ago there wasn't a presidential election. I'm just pulling a number out.
Yeah.
But, you know, now, as opposed to the year 2000, the internet's even bigger than it ever was in the past, and more people are connected, and I think it's really making a difference for him. I understand it's disappointing when you see media do these sorts of things, leaving out people with a liberty viewpoint. But really, I mean, gosh, I'll take whatever I can get. Just the idea that Ron Paul was even in the debate is a huge step forward in my book. And if the activists keep up the good job that they're doing, there will be no way for them to ignore him after time continues to pass, and he'll win the next debate, inevitably, unless all of a sudden one of the other contenders decides to absorb his message completely, which wouldn't be unheard of.
But it would be a damn lie.
But hopefully unlikely.
Well, you know, Ron Paul has lived his message for... It would be kind of cool to have one of them adopt his message, but they're going to lie about it, because Ron Paul's been living it since he elected in early 90s?
Yeah.
I think so,
as a representative?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's proven that he is Dr. No. Anybody else, the rest of their records, big government, big government, big government.
Absolutely. It's so transparent, and it's so flagrantly false. You could see John McCain a number of years ago. All of a sudden, he became a big pork hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, I don't like all this spending out there. We had to do something about this. Like, where were you? What? Excuse me? Hello? You know, I should ask you on the line, too. Were there any moments when you thought Ron Paul really shined? I had a friend who was actually sitting down at a Giuliani event, and he was already for Ron Paul. And he said, oh, I love this. I love that. What did you think?
Oh, when he said that he would abolish the IRS and the income tax and go and get rid of the Federal Reserve and bring our dollar back to a value, I thought that was incredible that somebody would actually say that, you know, in the mainstream press and get people to listen.
Do you think that he had enough time to be able to articulate it, or was it just it was satisfying enough to hear that? I sort of wish that they had more time to be able to explain things, but they just don't. You know, it takes so long.
There's
to
10 guys
explain
out there.
It. Yeah, it's impossible. But were you frustrated at all that he didn't get more time, or you just say, hey, look, somebody struck a victory out there. At least he said it, and more people might become interested down the line.
I think he probably got a lot of people's attention just saying that he would get rid of the IRS.
I think so, too, and I think that he did a very effective job at communicating with the very small time segments he was given, but he did a good job at that, and as he continues on, he'll just get more and more effective, he'll get more polished at it. Because
the only thing I think he didn't have the time to express is that while he votes no on some things, it may not be because he thinks they should be illegal, but rather that it's not a federal issue. It should be a state issue.
Yeah, and you know what? I did find something on Ron Paul's website about immigration that I was really disappointed with. I don't know if we'll have time to get to that tonight, but I actually found his official position on immigration. So hopefully we'll be able to talk to him more in detail about that when he finally comes on the show. But Nakaya, you moved to the Free State. You moved to New Hampshire last year. You came out, and we had there was the meet and greet when Mark and I had moved. You'd moved around the same time, and we got to meet you at that time. But you moved out to the Seacoast area, and I was just wondering, you know, what are things like out there for you in the Seacoast region, and how have things been going in New Hampshire for you?
I'm loving it here. I'm doing great. I'm really liking it down by the beach. It makes me feel like home because, I mean, I was raised in Los Angeles and then in Florida, so I'm used to the beach, and so that's, you know, definitely comforting. But I love not having to pay sales tax on anything I buy. That's without a doubt a great thing.
It is a fun thing not to have to, you know, whatever the price tag is, that's what you pay.
Yeah.
I'm almost to the point of taking it for granted, though. Like, I'm almost to the point where I'm so used to not having to pay it at this point that it's just, oh, great, yeah, there you go.
And you know what's fascinating is there's a push that's going to be coming in the next couple of years. We need more free staters here to fight. And they're going to be pushing for some broad-based sales or income tax. And it's fascinating because they're going to apply the same logic that they apply to the tax they put on cigarettes, the sin taxes on cigarettes and liquor, particularly cigarettes, where they say, well, we can raise it this much because the other states are this much higher.
Right.
You know, so it's like, well, I can beat my wife twice because the other people do it three or four times.
Our cancer won't be as bad as the other cancers. So, Nakaya, are you going to Pork Fest this summer?
I will definitely be there.
Awesome. Yeah. We'll see you there, and thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, that's going to be the Liberty event of the summertime.
Yeah,
it's going to be
great.
That the Liberty Forum are going to be the Liberty event of the winter, and the Liberty event of the summer is going to be Pork Fest, by and far.
Yeah.
Either there or your square. All right. So, more calls from New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on the air on Free Talk
Howdy,
Live.
Folks.
Hello. Hey, what's up,
Dennis? I wanted to give some good and bad news for stuff that's happened recently in the legislature out here.
Mm. All right, go for it. Bad news first.
Bad news first. Industrial hemp. It looks like it's going to be killed. We're not going to get our industrial hemp this time.
Well, I don't know if I consider that bad news, Dennis. I mean, I would like to see it happen. But at this point, with the amount of movers that we have 458 people in the state. About 250 of them are actually movers. Another 200 or so were, free staters from the beginning, which goes to show New Hampshire was well represented in the
Pretty
Free State Project, project originally. And but I think we're just sort of at the hold the line point, and there's going to be some places that hopefully we can hold the line on, but it also looks kind of tough for us.
Well, on the flip side, it passed the House of Representatives, which was cool. It had never done that before, but it did get killed in the it's not formally officially dead yet, but the committee said they're going to kill it, and so that means it's probably going to die. But, you know, that's industrial hemp, and there you go.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, unfortunate. Some good stuff happened, though. They tried, speaking of holding the line, believe it or not, in the Free State of New Hampshire, how dare they? They tried to ban trans fats.
Unbelievable. What a stupid proposal.
Totally stupid. While it was in the House, they managed to water it down. It was going to be just a study committee, and they were only going to study it in children. Mm. And then it got to the Senate, and the Senate said, this is just a watered-down milquetoast bill, and it's dead.
Hmm.
So that's a good thing.
There's other bad news, and that is the minimum wage increase passed here in New Hampshire. That's pretty that's pretty sad.
Yeah, that was really
that is sad.
Dennis, I don't know if you were around, but I got in a debate one time with one of the senators, Sylvia Larson.
Oh, she's awful.
Was hosting. Oh, it was so funny. This is just real quick. I got in this debate with her, and for people from outside the state, our state legislators only get paid a couple hundred dollars a year, $120 a year, basically for travel and things like that. And she couldn't defend herself, either economically or constitutionally, as to how they get the power and why they should be forcing business people to do this. And she said, well, you know, we only earn $100-some a day. I didn't know I'd have to debate you on the Constitution. I'm like,
oh, excuse me. Our legislatures don't know the Constitution. Well, go figure.
Hey, Dennis, I don't know if you have more good news. If you got more, hang on. 800-259-9231. And you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listened to the show. See what I mean by head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. NeverGetBusted.com. As we go back to Dennis in New Hampshire, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hey, guys.
So Dennis, you're giving us some bad news, some good news. I mean, the fact is here in New Hampshire, it's not perfect. It is not utopia. There's a lot of work to be done. And the Free State Project members that are already here are doing a pretty good job of holding the line. But as you can see from, I mean, the minimum wage increase passing and a few other things coming through, that, you know, we're not doing a perfect job of holding that line. So we need as many activists to move here and help stand against the rise of tyranny with us as soon as they possibly can. But with that in mind, what's some other good news, if you have it?
Here's some great news. We eliminated straight ticket voting. In other words, you go into the booth, it is no longer possible to just check vote the D's or check vote the R's.
That's really cool. So they'll have to go down the list in every single race and check their preferred candidate now.
Exactly. And it's interesting that this is actually going to make it harder for the incumbent Democrats and Republicans. They're actually going to have to get out on the streets and meet all their neighbors even more than they currently do. They're not going to pick up those votes just because they're a D or an R.
So, by the way, this is good to know that even though the Democrats, who a lot of people view as more anti-liberty than the Republicans, I don't know. It's a toss-up to me. But here in New Hampshire, Democrats are sort of a different breed. Here in New Hampshire, Democrats own guns, and a lot of them do, at least. And so, you know, the idea that Democrats are now in charge of the New Hampshire State House scared a lot of people, and for good reason. They're going to try to push some anti-liberty things.
Yeah.
But to be fair to them, at least it's not all bad. At least there are some good things that are happening here. And
I'm not sure I call it altruistic or anything. I mean, In a lot of people's estimation, including mine, their thinking is, oh, this is going to mean a bunch of independents and libertarians are going to get votes. Where are they going to suck those votes from? The Republicans. Good.
That's what a lot of the Democrats are thinking.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Hey, as long as it gets more Free Staters voted in, maybe some independents, I think that's just awesome.
Absolutely.
You know, on some issues, it definitely will pull votes from the Republicans, and some issues
so
it will pull votes from the Democrats. Each piece of legislation has a pro-freedom side, if that pro-freedom side is kill it, whatever it is. So I'm for whoever's voting for the pro-freedom side on the majority of issues.
I think that they don't know what they're going to... I don't think they know what they're going to get hit with, because I think you're going to see a lot of libertarians running as Republicans and Democrats here in the state, like Joel Winters ran as a Democrat during the 2006 elections, and he won. So they're going to be having to take on libertarians inside their own party primary. I don't think they're quite expecting that yet. Dennis?
You got it.
Hey, you know what fascinates me is just the morality and the ethics of basically setting up an institutional framework that makes it less likely that people will really make choices that they really should make on their morals and their own ethics. You know, to sit there and say, well, look, you know, it's really a shame because some people might stray from the party where they've sort of been trapped for a long time. It's a little sad to think about. So I'm glad you guys worked so hard, Dennis, to try to change things and prompt people to say, hey, you know what? Think about your principles. Think about the true issues that are really close to you and make a decision based on that, not just your so-called party affiliation or something like that. Look at things closely.
And Dennis is definitely one of the hardest working activists, I think, here in New Hampshire.
Oh, well, thank you. Hey, here's one other really cool thing. Y'all are familiar with the outlaw manicurist, Michael Fisher, who was trying to protest the insane stupidity of the licensure-type laws.
He didn't just try. He went out and did it. He went out and Kat Canning, Russell's wife, went out and they went into the public. Wasn't it right in front of the Board of Regulation for Cosmetology where they did it?
Exactly.
I think that's where it was. They went out in front of the board and they set up a little table and chair. He went and sat down. Kat sat down and he gave a manicure to Kat.
For a dollar.
So he was an unlicensed manicurist, breaking the law, and they actually came and arrested him for it, which got some publicity and got him in the paper. And what about it, Dennis?
Well, it turns out a bill has passed the legislature, and it's going to the governor, who is expected to sign it. That would, I mean, it's not perfect, but I am fully in favor of any step we can take. Currently, to be a barber in the state of New Hampshire, it takes 1,500 hours of training, believe it or not.
Wow.
This bill would cut that approximately in half. It will require only, quote-unquote, only 800 hours of training to cut people's hair for money.
It's a step in the right direction.
It is. I mean, geez, that's 1,300 hours?
So I think I've seen some posts.
1,500. Good Lord.
I've seen some posts at NH3.com, the forum there, that suggests that somebody might be organizing an outlaw barber protest as a result.
Good. I need a haircut.
So, anyway, Dennis, thanks for the update.
Hey, Dennis, before you go, I should ask you, you think you'll be able to make it to our press conference tomorrow on education funding?
It is unclear. Work's real busy, but we'll see. Either myself or Irina will definitely, actually, Irina will definitely be there to speak against the bill to the Senate and to tell them to their face, you know, what communism is and what it looks like up close. So,
Dennis, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Now,
thanks.
You guys are referring to this sort of process that's going on here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we're still fighting this
the
thing.
The state is trying to take more control, more centralized control of education set standards and that sort of thing, and you guys are opposing it, not because you're opposed to education, but because you're opposed to centralization and because the government doesn't make things better, it makes things worse.
And the bigger the government body that's, we're talking about in a given situation, the less likely that that the curriculum is going to be tailored to individual kids.
Absolutely.
Right. And this actually kind of takes us full circle, because when we started the show, I started to talk about how when I was in high school, I had created this Doom modification for this video game called Doom from back in the 90s that included scanned photos, headshots, of my of the administrators at my high school, and you could literally walk around in a level that I actually built. I built a graphics patch, and I built a level for the game, which was a replica of the school cafeteria. And so you could actually load these floating heads of the administrators into the school cafeteria and run around in there and blow things up and shoot people, and it was wonderfully incredibly violent, and I would have been probably arrested as...
Absolutely.
Here's a perfect example of what I'm talking about, because everybody's so insane about violence and kids these days that they take everything way too seriously. From FortBendNow.com, members of the area Chinese community have rallied behind a high school senior who was removed from campus and sent to an alternative education center after parents complained he'd created a computer game map of Clements High School.
Wow.
About 70
people...
And
it's just a map.
It's just a map. Just like I did with the cafeteria.
Yeah, you had more than a map. You had the ability to shoot school officials.
That's true.
I mean, this kid isn't even doing that. This is just a computer map.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have a remote control car race game through the halls of the school. I mean,
we'll talk about what happened to this young man here in a few moments. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. School overreactions. This could be your kid that gets caught up in this stuff. More coming up.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel. and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Archives included, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, you just go and grab them up for free. In fact, we just posted the torrent for the month of April, so you can get an entire month's worth of archives all in one quick blast downloaded to your computer for free. freetalklive.com.
Speaking of the Republican, or speaking of Ron Paul, the Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org. That's sort of what we were talking about last segment with libertarians getting involved in other parties.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, well, these aren't Republicans. I mean, they're Republicans because they're in the party, but they're really libertarians within the Republican Party.
Yeah. So we're talking about a story out of FortBendNow.com. Clemens High School senior has been removed from his high school campus, sent to an alternative education center. After parents complained he created a computer game map of the high school, about 70 people attended the Fort Bend Independent School District's meeting recently to show support for the senior and his mother, Jean Lynn, who spoke to the board in a closed session. While an agenda document doesn't specify details, the board is holding a special meeting to address the boy's actions and the discipline that was the entire school board is meeting over this.
Man.
And the discipline that was meted out as a result, the boy's name was not identified and the district has declined to discuss his case. Richard Chen, president of the Fort Bend Chinese American Voters League and an acquaintance of the family, said he's a talented student who enjoys computer games and learned how to create maps, also sometimes known as mods, as in modifications, which provide new environments in which games might be played. The map that the boy designed mimicked Clements High School, and sources said it was uploaded to either the boy's home computer or to a computer server where he and his friends could access and play on it. Two parents apparently learned from their children about the existence of the game and then complained to the bureaucrats who investigated. They arrested this young man,
wow,
and then they went to his house to search. Now, the Lynn family, they didn't know better. They consented to the search. And a hammer was found in the boy's room, which he had apparently used to fix his bed because it wasn't in good shape. But, of course, they had to have a reason. They had to have an excuse. You know, the cops brought this hammer out to the parents and said, "What's this about, huh?" And then they
had
to...
That's crazy. I mean, they're taking hammers? Look, what? I mean, what are they going to... What's it? Where's it going to stop?
Well, apparently it didn't stop there, because the police then seized the hammer as a potential weapon.
You're kidding me.
You've got to be kidding me.
This is for and
the boy's dad allowed this? Hey, that's my hammer.
Yeah, they're the cops. What is he going to say to the cops? They've got guns on their hips.
Could you repeat that location once more?
FortBendNow.com. We'll post a link to the story later tonight at PBS.
Yeah, people might want to get in touch with the police force there in the school department.
Well, apparently the Chinese American...
I think they should report Home Depot. That place is full of hammers.
They're
selling weapons to kids.
Weapons, yeah.
They could shut the whole Home Depot down.
We need to start checking IDs.
Yeah.
All right. So they decided that it was a terroristic threat, said one source close to the district's investigation. Sources said that although no charges were filed against the boy, he was arrested, but they didn't file charges. So, once again, just trying to scare kids, trying to harass them. They can do this. They can get away with just arresting you, putting you through the process, dropping any charges they might have, and there's no compensation you get. There's no recourse. Quote, "All he did was create a map and put it on a website to allow students to play," Chen said. "The mother thinks this is too harsh." Sources said that although no charges were filed, he was removed from the school, sent to the alternative education school, and will not be allowed to participate in graduation ceremonies.
They sent him to the bad kid school because of this?
And he can't graduate.
Oh, my God.
He'll get his diploma, but he can't actually walk.
Well, they'll probably... I don't know. I mean, I ended up at the bad kids' school, and we had our own graduation, and, you know, there was, I don't know, knife fights out back. And
hammer fights, probably, too. Those things.
Well, I'm not a fan of graduation, but a lot of kids, it's important to them.
It's a good time to take pictures.
And hanging out with your friends and all that. He won't be able to do that. He'll be barred.
Unbelievable.
And all he did was create a video game map.
That's just amazing.
The officials from the bureaucrats declined to comment on Monday. Quote, "Our challenge is people in the community have freedom of speech and can say what they want, but we have laws."
What laws are those?
What?
They didn't arrest it. They didn't charge him with anything. What freaking laws are you talking about, bureaucrat?
What an idiot.
I don't know, Mark.
What a stupid thing to say.
Just, they can do what they want.
Right. There's no law here, otherwise he would have broken it and they would have charged him with something. This is just an arbitrary decision made by a bunch of busybodies.
You know what? You should be happy he wasn't thrown in a gulag, Mark.
And it's
how dare you get upset about this?
And isn't it amazing the mindlessness of a guy who will spout out that sort of hyperbole when there's no actual structure to support what he's saying?
Well, they claimed, this is a spokesbureaucrat that said this, she claimed that the laws covered privacy issues, especially involving minors, that the district has to respect. I guess that's their excuse for why they're not talking about the story. Speakers, of course, they never talk about it. Bureaucrats, they don't have a reason to actually comment when they do something like this. Because if they comment, it could just dig them in further and make them look worse.
Yeah.
And so they don't have an obligation to talk to the media, so they very rarely ever do.
Amazing.
Speakers alluded to the senior's punishment and drew a connection to the Virginia Tech shootings. "An Asian community faces new pressures as a result of the shootings," one of the people told the board members. "We urge the school and the community not to label our Asian students as terrorists. We should teach our children not to judge others harshly and not to target people as being a threat because of their race." But Chen said Monday he and other community members don't consider the bureaucrats' actions in the case to be racially motivated and don't think they blew the incident out of proportion?
Let me see if I can get this straight. This kid has a map that he's drawn. He's in trouble because of something he did on his computer. A family in Indiana, Wiccans are going to get divorced, and the judge orders that they can't teach their child Wicca because he'll be confused. You have all sorts of different instances all around the country where the state intervenes in people's lives, and the link between them all, whether it's a kid drawing a map or people trying to raise their kid in Wicca, is the state that's getting in the way. That's the problem.
Sure is.
The bureaucrats in their positions getting paid probably far more than many of the other people in the community for the services that they're rendering.
Bureaucrats get paid more than average jobs.
Right, especially for the amount that they do.
Yeah. which is crap.
Which wow. I can understand why people would want a job as a bureaucrat.
Yeah,
I can right. I can get that because you know some jobs don't even exist in the real world, and you know otherwise you get paid a little bit you get paid more. I mean, take a look at private school teachers versus public school teachers.
Is it too much to question that? What would a system be like if you had a child who had done something like this and he was in a private school?
Well, I mean, I guess it would depend on how uppity the administrators were. If they were really uppity,
they could
get upset.
I can't imagine them being that busybody.
If I had found out about it and I was his computer teacher, I'd pat the kid on the back. Like, great job.
Hey, good job, man.
You made your own video game map. You might have a future in, you know, game design.
Yeah, let's figure out the fastest way to get from Class A to Class B. In fact, when I was a kid first going into the middle school, I had to draw where my classes were and try to figure out, because I had very little time to get from one place to another, and I knew
that
I couldn't
could be a
visit my
nowadays.
Locker. Yeah, eventually I cut out my locker and just carried my bags and my book bag all day, because I knew there was no way. And, yeah, if they had found that paper version, would they have taken me away?
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
It's
well,
a scary
no, they
world.
Wouldn't have at that time, but now...
He means if he was in school, right?
Yeah, but, you know, my dad had a .45 over in his room. What if they, you know, found that in the house, and then they found my map, and then, you know,
yeah,
I listened to the Sex Pistols too, and that could have been bad too.
You're talking about
stuff and everything.
This is just one more reason.
God Save the Queen or whatever.
Yeah. This is one more reason parents need to get. If they care about their kids, they need to do whatever they can to get their kids out of these government schools.
Oh, yeah.
Because whatever the private school's reaction is going to be, it's not going to be arresting their student. That's just, I mean, that's absolutely absurd.
Unbelievable.
So here's just yet another example of the government completely running roughshod over people's freedoms, and they're trying to strangle people's creativity. The boy made a map of his school. Really, what's wrong with that? If you think there's a problem, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Does that freak you out, the idea that a young man made a video game map out of his school? Because I did this very same thing, and you know what? I didn't go and kill anybody, and I spent probably several hours playing that map, just running around, shooting people in the digital world, and didn't actually kill anyone in real life, never even considered it. More on the way, 800-259-9231. Oh, it's a pretty good map, if I do say so myself. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SIGL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us at our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by going in, buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. Cool Free Talk Live merchandise. A lot of it brand new. It is in the pre-order phase right now. So go and grab it up because it's great. It's great stuff. We've got the Free Talk Live 2 GB multi-gadget. It's an MP3 player. It's a flash drive. It's an FM tuner. It is a voice recorder, all in one for less than $60. You can't beat that price anywhere. Also, we've got the Free Talk Live Ladies T-shirt.
Oh,
we've got
ladies.
Two different types of hoodies, one zippered, one pullover style. We've got the Free Marketeer T-shirt, Free Talk Live brand new version of our beanie cap, and the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combination, as well as all of our older great products as well. So head over there to store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Clinton in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Clinton, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just tuning in, and I heard the comments about the fascism and the barber issue, and then I realized that you guys were main topic was the domestic terrorism in the school. So
we don't really have a main topic. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. So what's on your mind, Clinton?
Well, the issue about the barber really incensed me because I've lost a career in architecture. I went heavily into debt to become an architect, and I'm in Wisconsin, and I'm sure that this is prevalent throughout the nation. Where in Wisconsin, we have over 300 types of occupations where these private sector associations like American Institute of Architects collect dues from their members, right. And then they literally write laws, and then they go buy a politician, a legislator, to impute the laws into our state statutes. And they change them based on the market conditions. That's and to right. become an architect, for example, now you have to have a 4 or 5 year degree. You have to pass 9 examinations like structural engineering, mechanical engineering, and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, here's the good one. You have to volunteer this involuntary work for a registered licensed architect for what can be many years, depending upon that architect's whimsical determination whether you can be assigned job duties that the state law now requires to earn these credit hours to meet what they call an internship.
Uh-huh.
And most of the firms, for example, you've got to be the girl who could trade the sex. You could be the Negro that could scream the affirmative action. you're going to be the owner's son who's going to get all those appointments by default. But generally speaking, what their incentive is to keep people, they don't pay hourly, they pay salary. So you have to work 50, 55 hours to impress the boss.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We have fascism in America now.
It absolutely happens when you get these unions that become lobbying groups.
American Medical Association.
Yep, there's all kinds of them out there. Every last one of them is
restaurateurs.
They pass laws that are beneficial to their members. In this case, essentially what they did was they bought some free labor for their union members, for people that hope to be future union members.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
You can't be an architect without being a member of their union.
And, right. You know, it's amazing. I don't know what it's like in Wisconsin, but the politicians get grease for this. You know, the people with the special interests will pay the politicians and help their campaigns and so on if they'll just keep something on the books or just slide something in. And you guys are harmed directly, and the consumers are harmed indirectly or directly because their costs are higher. Here in New Hampshire, just to show you, we actually have a stipulation in our state constitution that says the state can only regulate monopolies or companies that are collusively pricing. And anybody who understands economics knows that in a free market, you don't really have monopolies. They're always open to competition. And yet, every year, they bring up new regulations to try to impose their will on businesses.
Yep.
And they'll overlook the very document that gives them their seats of power because it's in their best interest. I don't know how we can get around it, which tends to
eliminate the government.
Exactly. It tends to bring me more towards the market paradigm. And just say, look, you can't even trust states that have very strict constitutions because they'll overlook them.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
So how has this affected your path to becoming an architect? Did they change it midstream? Was it one set of requirements when you started towards it?
And then what happened to me is I was at the right place in the right time in the mid-'80s when computer-aided design technology came on the scene, and I was on top of the world. I was one of a handful, because there's only one architecture school in Wisconsin. I was on top of the world. And by 1990, I graduated in 86. By 1990, the older fuddy-duddies had realized that people with these computer-aided design skills could work and put out projects in a one-quarter of the time that it was taking them to use drawing pencils and papers. So then all of a sudden they come up with this internship program, you know, and with all the spin and the marketing that goes with it, based on the big lie about the safety, health, and welfare.
Sure, and it's always in the name of safety.
Right, right.
For the children.
And the facts is, any problems always get mitigated in court anyhow. So I wanted to also mention another anecdote. In Wisconsin, our state was one of the repositories of the Hmong that were brought here during the Vietnam era to protect them because they conducted the civilian assassinations for the Johnson administration. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but Wisconsin has...
I know who they are, but I mean, I don't know the...
Right.
You know,
Wisconsin has many Hmong that were brought here because they would have been retaliated against, which, by the way, I'm projecting our future in America, that this domestic terrorism is not going to last much longer. The answer to your question, how much longer can this stand, is just a matter of time when people are going to start retaliating. But back to the Hmong, nobody would hire the men. See? So the women started renting these little shops and painting fingernails. All right?
Oh, yeah. That's how, is
they
that
were
how
everywhere.
It started with Koreans? Because it's very much a Korean profession.
Right. They were everywhere. So in Wisconsin, what happened is the licensed fascists, the beauticians, went and sicked the police on them, claiming that it was a threat to the health, safety, and welfare of people. And they drove them out of business.
That's amazing. I didn't know the history behind that. It happens all over the place, and it's just what happens. People get into a business, It's like people moving into an area and saying, okay, that's it, close it off, no one else can come in. It's the same thing. They move, they start into a business, and then they say to themselves, whoa, we got to pass some rules to make it so no one else can get in and compete with me. I need to ensure my profits are going to be as high as they possibly can be, and I don't want to have to keep working and try to keep competing and come up and innovate and come up with new ideas and new products and services. I just want to rest on my laurels and keep my clients coming to me and not give them any other options. That's what the mentality is. Whether they're actually avowed fascists or not, I don't know. I think it's just people trying to use the guns of government to protect their cushy little positions from future competition. And
well, this is what we need to do, gentlemen, because I just heard something that I have to help you understand. This is fascism. People need to understand that fascism is a format of governance, and we have fascism in the former United States. Our government and our corporations have melded into one. That's what fascism is. Some people have said it's better to call it corporatism because everybody gets mixed up and all emotional because of the connotations with the World War II. And Mussolini and Hitler. But that doesn't change what fascism really is.
Right. It's essentially mercantilism, I think, is another word.
It's a very strict definition for fascism, for mercantilism. And you're absolutely right. In political philosophical disputation, if you say fascism, it has a particular meaning. Absolutely.
Well, you know what? We've got the worst of both worlds. Not only, and a great call, by the way, and thank you for it.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We've managed to, in this country, to get the worst of both worlds. We've got fascist policies when it comes to corporations, and we've got socialist policies when it comes to redistribution of wealth by force. I mean, what do you call that? Fascio-socialism? Fascism?
Socio-fascism.
Socio-fascism. That's probably the best
term. Great way to do it. Socio-fascism. Yeah, that's excellent. And it's incredible to think about how so many people excuse this stuff.
I like mercantilism better than fascism personally because people don't get mixed up, like you said, with Mussolini and Hitler. And people think that in order to have fascism, you must have a dictator.
Yeah.
And mercantilism, people understand, they understand that big corporations are behind a great deal of the law. The rest of the laws are unions and some other lobbying group.
You're pawning it off on big corporations, but a lot of these laws are little companies,
Not the national laws.
We were talking about state laws here with nail regulations. Regulations and architecture of regulations and that sort of thing. These are little companies, mom and pop businesses, that are passing this legislation to keep other people out. Hour 3's on the way. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.